Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Aniasana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian president says Indonesia is fighting against gaps. Report indicates 89.1% of millennials optimistic about Indonesian diversity. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian nation is currently fighting against a gap. He hopes that this gap can be suppressed by the Family Hope program. According to him, by reducing social asymmetry and inequality. According to him, by reducing social asymmetry and inequality among the society, Indonesia's young generation can enjoy good quality education.
Ini yang kita harapkan. Negara sekarang ini sedang berperang dengan kesenjangan.
The country is currently fighting against gaps with inequality. We hope this Family Hope program will reduce it later, so that we expect underprivileged families will gradually and increasingly disappear. Because the family can be independent and the children have all gone to school. That's our hope. President Joko Widodo further appealed to the beneficiaries of the Family Hope program to prioritize the government's aid funds to several things, namely for the interest of schooling the children, improving children's nutrition, and improving the family economy. Besides submitting the Family Hope program, President Joko Widodo also handed over 6,000 land certificates to the community in Cipodasfield, Banjarsari Village, Garut Regency. The government targets to submit 60,900 certificates to the community in Garut Regency, West Java. Some 89.1% of the millennial generation are optimistic about diversity in Indonesia based on the Indonesia Millennial Report 2019. The founder and chief executive officer of IDN Times, Winston Utomo, stated during the Indonesia Millennial Summit 2019 in Jakarta on Saturday, they generated a momentum of optimism to join hands and work together to make Indonesia better in the future. He remarked, Millennial Summit 2019 is an independent meeting aimed at shaping a better future for Indonesia by involving various stakeholders. Or related parties including the government, industry players, and the community. During the presentation of Indonesian Millennial Report 2019, Utomo pointed out that Indonesia has 63.4 million millennials. The millennials belong to the age group of 20 to 35 years. Millennials constitute some 24% of Indonesia's population, and they are the future leaders of the Indonesian nation. The report revealed the optimism of the millennials about Indonesia's condition in the next year. As many as 83.4% of millennials are optimistic about the condition of Indonesia's security, while 83.6% of the millennials express optimism towards democracy in Indonesia. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG has warned people living in the southwest coast of Aceh province to be alert of tidal waves that could appear due to the supermoon phenomenon. According to Malabuh Nagan Raya Meteorology Station of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, this phenomenon could affect the sea tides in several regions in Indonesia, which in turn could cause the disruption of transportation in coastal areas. The agency issued the warning to anticipate the supermoon phenomenon, which is estimated to last for 2 days from January 19 to 22, 2019. The agency has also predicted the potential of increasing sea waves to occur at night when the supermoon phenomenon takes place. Since the southwestern region of Aceh province is directly facing the Indian Ocean, the coastal areas in the region are most likely to be affected when a tidal wave occurs. In this regard, the agency has called on the people in coastal area of Southwest Aceh to always be alert and continue monitoring weather information updates. This news comes to our aerial service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, has predicted that the supermoon phenomenon, which will occur from January 19 to 22, 2019, will not significantly impact the southern coast of Yogyakarta. The agency announced in Yogyakarta on Saturday, January 19, about the potential increase of sea waves on the southern coast of Yogyakarta due to the supermoon phenomenon. However, the waves will not likely cause disruption to transportation and fishing activities. According to the agency, the tidal waves would not impact people living in the southern coast of Yogyakarta since the land height on the area is higher than the sea. Meanwhile, people living in the northern coast of Yogyakarta are more likely to be affected by tidal waves occurring due to the supermoon phenomenon. The agency further stated that the wave height in the southern coast of Yogyakarta is estimated to reach 1.5 to 2.5 meters, with average wind speeds of 5 to 20 knots. Hence, people living there still need to be alert. Former Chief Justice of the Constitutional Court, Mahfud MD, stated that the number of conflicts that have occurred in recent times in Indonesia is considered to be the impact of the wrong understanding of a number of people about the life of the country. He said the community must understand the ideology of the Indonesian state and the understanding of pluralism correctly. According to Mahfud, pluralism is a pluralistic society consisting of various different cultures and incorporated in a unit. This understanding must be instilled by the community so as not to be easily divided by issues of ethnicity, religion, race, and intergroup or SARA launched by irresponsible individuals. Interest among Indonesian students to study in the Netherlands is high, considering its educational expertise in some majors such as law and agriculture, as well as shared historical background. According to Nufik Neso, Indonesia's director Peter van Tuyl, the number of Indonesians studying in the Netherlands continues to grow at around 3 to 5% every year. Compared with other Southeast Asian countries, Indonesia is ranked first in terms of the number of students studying in the Netherlands. Indonesia's large population and increasing middle class are viewed as factors supporting the growth of the number of Indonesian students in the Netherlands. In order to attract more Indonesians to study in the Netherlands, Nufik Neso Indonesia has, for the sixth time this year, organized Holland Scholarship Day to provide information on scholarships and Dutch studies to the public. The education fair introduced a selection of scholarship schemes such as TUNET, Orange Tulip Scholarship, Holland Scholarships, and Orange Knowledge Program funded by the Dutch government, as well as scholarships funded by the Indonesian government, including LPDP, Budi Program from the Ministry of Research and Technology, as well as 5,000 program doctorate from the Ministry of Religious Affairs. And the last item, the Indonesian Ministry of Industry targets the jewelry industry to grow 5% in 2019. Considering that this industry is one of the mainstay tech sectors in sustaining the increase of the national export value, the Ministry of Industry continues to strengthen the branding of Indonesian jewelry products to be more competitive at the global level. The Ministry of Industry's Director General of Small Medium Enterprises, Gati Wibawaningsi, in her statement in Jakarta on Saturday said that when referring to the growth target of the non-oil and gas industry, in 2019, it would be 5.4% so that the jewelry industry could grow in the range of 5% also for this year. Based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, in the period of January to November 2018, jewelry export reached $1.88 billion. The destination countries for Indonesian jewelry export include Singapore, Hong Kong, the US, Japan, the United Arab Emirates and several European countries such as Britain, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Sweden. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian president says Indonesia is fighting against gaps. A report indicates 89.1% of millennials optimistic about Indonesian diversity. And listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Highlight of the week presents Issues of the Week.
This week's spotlight is titled CVR Key to Revealing Lion Air Accident. Divers from the Frog Troop Command Unit or Kopaska and the Underwater Diver Service or the Slambarco Armada 1 have found the Lion Air PKLQP Cockpit Voice Recorder or CVR in Tanjung Karawang, West Java on Monday, January the 14th. The Lion Air plane with flight number JT610 crashed in Tanjung Karawang waters on Monday, October the 29th, 2018. A total of 189 passengers and crew of the Jakarta Pangkal Pinang aircraft were killed. CVR is one part of the black box that is needed to investigate conversations between pilots, co-pilots, and air traffic control. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi asked the National Transportation Safety Commission, NTSC, to immediately process the Lion Air PKLQP Cockpit Voice Recorder CVR black box. The data inside must be investigated as soon as possible to determine the exact cause of the Lion Air accident in the Jakarta-Tanjung Pinang route. The CVR location is not far from the FDR flight data recorder black box, which was first discovered on November 1, 2018. Budi Karya Sumadi said the discovery of the CVR black box could be the key answer to the mystery of the crash of the Lion Air. He stated all parties were very much looking forward to the National Transportation Safety Commission to immediately reveal the cause of the Lion Air accident. In addition, recommendations from the results of investigations are also important as an evaluation step for airlines. Nur Cahyo Utomo, head of the National Transportation Safety Commission Flight Accident Subcommittee, emphasized that the commission will immediately process the CVR in the commission's black box facility through drying, cleaning, and then downloading the data. Nur Cahyo said the data obtained from CVR is expected to complete the NTSC's investigation data. Oni Suryo Wibowo, NTSC investigator, revealed that the CVR found at a depth of 38 meters was still in relatively good condition. So downloading its data will not take long. He hoped it would run smoothly so that NTSC could immediately confirm the cause of the Lion Air plane crash to the public. Meanwhile, flight observer Alvin Lee explained the discovery of Lion Air CVR was very important and would complement the investigation instrument on the cause of the Lion Air accident. Complete data from CVR and FDR will be foundation of the National Transportation Safety Commission in issuing recommendation and fully detecting what happened and causing accident. That way, the analysis carried out by the NTSC is more comprehensive. The ultimate goal is to issue preventive recommendation so that accidents do not occur. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
I'll begin today in history with January the 20th, 1949. U.S. President Harry S. Truman announces the Point 4 program. The Point 4 or Point 4 program plan is a technical assistance plan for developing countries proposed by President Harry Truman in his inauguration speech on January the 20th, 1949. It was named the Point 4 program because it is the fourth point in Harry Truman's speech. This assistance was carried out in 1950 and later expanded its existence in the fields of education and health. It was aimed at promoting U.S. private investment and influence in these countries. Turning to January the 20th, 1993, Audrey Hepburn dies.
Audrey Hepburn is an English actress who won the Academy Award in the US. She became a Hollywood star and Broadway stage actress, ballerina, model, and humanitarian worker. Hepburn is considered the prettiest woman of all time by New Woman magazine in England. From 1988 until her death in 1993, Hepburn served as UNICEF ambassador and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'll end with January the 20th, 2017, Donald Trump inaugurated as the 45th President of the United States. Donald John Trump is a businessman, reality television figure, politician, and 45th President of the United States. In July 2016, he was officially nominated as President by the Republic National Convention 2016. Trump's campaign received media coverage and widespread attention at home and abroad. After Trump won the election, he began the process of government transition. At the age of 70, he was the oldest person who served as President of the United States. Well, that was Today in History, over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Bahagia dengan
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Biar Ku Simpan Cintaku, sung by Ekautes. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi admitted, besides concentrating on preparing SEA Games and 2020 Olympics, he was also focusing on developing athletes and competition in the field of e-sport or electronic sports. Today, e-sport has become very popular among young people throughout the country. During a working visit in Tasikmalaya, West Java on Wednesday, Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi said millennials were able to spend hours just to play e-sport. According to him, Indonesia must be proud and happy because for the first time in Asia, e-sport has been competed in the multi-event 2018 Asian Games, even though it was only an exhibition. Therefore, Minister Imam Nahrawi targets that Indonesia can become an e-sports center in the ASEAN region, not only being a consumer but also having to become a producer, because e-sport athletes like other sports athletes need coaching and training to support national and international achievements. At the 2018 Asian Games, e-sport is one of the sports contested. At that time, an e-sport athlete, Ridel Isala Sumatandal, under the auspices of the National Executive Board of the Indonesian Electronic Sports Association, managed to gain a gold medal after competing in the Clash Royale game. Besides that, the support of the Ministry of Youth and Sports is also not without reason. At the 2019 Philippine SEA Games, e-sport branches will also be competed officially. That is why, from now on, the Ministry of Youth and Sports must prepare the athletes as well as possible. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Walau apapun yang menghalangi, sayangku takkan pernah berubah. Hanya kamu di hatiku selamanya. Aku sangat mencintaimu, ku kan setia untukmu, selalu menjagamu. Aku sangat menyayangimu, sepenuh hati untukmu sampai seumur hidupku. Ah, yo, come.
Indonesia.
That was Aku Sangat Mencintaimu, sung by Ari Pramundito. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
The city of Tasikmalaya is renowned for its natural beauty like Tonjong Canyon. The exact location of this Tonjong Canyon tourist attraction is in Nagrok Village, Sipatujah District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java. Tonjong Canyon is a valley that has a river flow, and what makes its place unique is the cliffs along this river forming very beautiful and exotic curves. Having a flow of clear green water, the site is perfect for those of you who like to play in the water. Tonjong Canyon has sloping stone steps often used as a place to relax, take pictures, and also for jumping cliff because they have a nice height to jump into the river. The depth in some spot is very deep, so it is very challenging for cliff jumping. To go to Tonjong Canyon from Tasikmalaya takes approximately 2.5 hours drive. After arriving at the parking lot, you need to continue by walking for around 15 to 20 minutes down the steep road to a rubber plantation. The right time to visit Tonjong Canyon is the dry season. The ticket to enter this Tonjong Canyon tourist site is 20,000 rupiah. In Tonjong Canyon, you can enjoy a beautiful view of a clear river with amazing cliffs. The atmosphere here is very quiet and peaceful. The clear river that stretches for 60 meters is a special attraction to enjoy. If you want to test your adrenaline, you can jump from the stone steps. No need to worry because the river is safe and there are no large rocks in it. You can also sit on some rocks while taking pictures against the background of beautiful cliffs and rocks. If you are going to visit Tonjong Canyon, don't forget to bring food and drinks because there are no stalls that sell food and drinks around Tonjong Canyon, and a camera to capture your memorable moment. Indeed, though modestly, there are several facilities already available such as bathrooms, prayer rooms, parking areas, and Tonjong Canyon attraction also have lodging or homestays. Well, that ends Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another topic. This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiada dia, tak ada cahaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Bimbang Tanpa Pegangan, sung by Danila. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Today's edition of Miscellany presents the topic of students from seven countries join environmental care activities. Maintaining the preservation of nature or the environment is a shared responsibility. The young generation who will be the future successors of this planet need to take part in this effort. For this reason, an environmentally oriented activity was held at Taruna Nusantara High School, Magelang Regency, Central Java, last Thursday, January the 17th. A total of 180 high school students from seven countries in the Asia-Pacific region participated in the 2019 Global Youth Summit. They came from Indonesia, Singapore, Vietnam, Cambodia, the Philippines, Oman, and Australia. Head of the Forestry Biotechnology Research and Development Center for Forestry Breeding and Ministry of Forestry, Nur Sumedi, said pollution was a complicated problem in environmental conservation efforts. Not only smoke pollution, but also plastic pollution, which is currently the most polluter. Therefore, environmental conservation efforts, especially for the younger generation, need to be done from the outset. After the opening of Global Youth Summit 2019, Nur Sumedi said that this event is very important and interesting because it involves students from a number of countries. According to Nur Sumedi, the government, including the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, is working hard to overcome this problem of plastic waste, but it has not been resolved because the real problem is in the field. Local governments are also expected to participate. According to Nur Sumedi, the paradigm of students about environment will be stronger. So, whatever their profession, they will have the spirit of maintaining a strong environment. He added that the problem regarding the environment should not be limited by administrative, provincial, or even state boundaries, because there are many environmental problems that go beyond national border, such as smoke or haze and garbage pollution in the sea. He gave an example that garbage dumped in the Indonesian Sea by neighboring countries could arrive in the sea of the nearest country, and it needs to be resolved together. Nur Sumedi said that a culture that is friendly to the environment must continue to be encouraged and must start from home, from children. Over time, an environmentally friendly culture will be formed. That was Miscellany today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
kali ini ku mulai berhenti. Berhenti untuk mencintaimu. Telah ku coba untuk bertahan. Aku semakin terluka. Sebenarnya ku tak ingin berpisah. Namun hati tak bisa menerima. Terlalu dalam kau lukai hatiku. Tak sanggup lagi bertahan. Cinta setia, meski mencoba untuk bertahan, aku semakin terluka. Sebenarnya ku tak ingin berpisah, namun hati tak bisa menerima. Terlalu dalam kau lukai hatiku. Tak sanggup lagi bertahan. Cinta aku menyerah. Terus dan terus melukai. Sebenarnya ku tak ingin berpisah, namun hati tak bisa menerima. Terlalu dalam kau lukai hatiku. Tak sanggup lagi bertahan. Tak sanggup lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Cinta Aku Menyerah, sung by Digita. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. And we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters and emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Peter E. Boeck in Germany. In his email, Mr. Peter told that he heard our broadcast in German program at 200 hours Indonesian Central Time with SIO 444. He said that he wants to visit our studio. He has lived a half year in Lombok. Hello, Mr. Peter. we get a sinan, we really welcome. Please come to our studio. You can tell us your experience during your stay in Lombok. Thank you for your confirmation that you have received our QSL card. And for our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Peter, here is the song.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tak bicara, dia membisu
And now we will reply an email from Antonio Argolo Silva Neto in Brazil. In his email, Mr. Antonio Argolo Silva Neto said that he listened to VOI program on the internet. And he said that the content is excellent and very interesting for a listener interested in knowing a distant country. Hello, Antonio Argolo Silva Neto. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. And we are really sorry for your inconvenience. We have told our Spanish desk to reply your email as soon as possible. And hopefully you will continuously listen to our broadcast. And please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you very much.
Ku sepi, kau menemani. Di saat ku sedih, kau menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati, cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerah, kau memadamkan. Luar biasa sehingga aku kesan luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Cintamu bukan cinta biasa karena kamu kesan luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu
you're still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Koji Miyaji in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program on October 11, 2018 at 1200 hours to 1215 hours UTC through frequency of 3325 kHz and the SINPO was 32332. It was a good signal, but fare to poor reception condition due to severe interference from Pyongyang on lower 3320 kHz. Hello, Mr. Koji Miyaji. Thank you very much for your detailed report. And we have forwarded your letter to the Japanese desk. And please be patient to wait for the reply of your letter. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and our regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you. Now, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRI Net. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play and then open the RRI Play application. Choose RRI Net and you can enjoy our program. Well, listen, actually we have received many emails but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia, @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Baby, one more time. Hingga kau kembali padaku. Tell me, baby, one more time. Masih adakah peluang untuk diriku? Tell me, baby, one more time. Apa ku kurang sempurna? Tell me, baby, one.
That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.